This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. At last year's show, Avemco Insurance announced it would require clients, regardless of flying experience, to take 5 hours of duel before they could solo in light sport aircraft. It turns out that the light wing loading and other differences in flight characteristics in the little airplanes were behind a disturbingly high accident rate. At this year's show, Avemco's Vice President of Underwriting, Mike Adams, will have some results from that decision. So, how's it working out, Mike?
Well, it's going pretty well. We have seen an improvement in the accident rate with the SLSA market, which is good. And we found that the 5 hour checkout is probably one of the leading contributors to the drop in accidents. Probably also a little bit of improvement in the instructors, and that they're now more familiar with the aircraft they're instructing them, which made a difference. That's the positive news. A little bit of more good news is that the loss ratio, at least in Avemco's book of business for LSAs, has been improving. The bad news is that it's still just absolutely horrid. Generally, in insurance, when a new product comes out, which the LSA market is for us, we look at anywhere as at least breaking even on claims and expenses anywhere from 3 to 5 years after we started to insure the item. Well, we're at 3 years with Avemco, and we've got quite a ways to go. So now we've reset our projections for 5 years to see where we are at that point. But if things trend as they have been, we'll definitely still be in the market after the 5 years because they're looking quite a bit better. When we require the 5 hour checkout in the airplane, we'll insure the owner of the airplane during that checkout period. We generally write the clause that says prior to solo, we'll have not less than 5 hours in make and model of a CFI that's current in make and model. So I don't want to give people the impression that they have to go out and get training uninsured and then come to us to get insurance. So we'll write them from the get go, just before they solo. We want them to meet those minimum requirements, and it's actually to their benefit on there. As I go into a little more detail with the talk, and actually I'll be discussing the LSA from the insurance perspective on Saturday the 24th, I'll talk about more details of the types of the losses and training and things. But the upshot is that we as pilots all have habits of flying larger aircraft, and we need to totally divest ourselves of those habits and fly in these smaller, lighter aircraft. The cause of the accidents generally seems to be someone going back to autopilot, which works in a 180 Tourer Bonanza that definitely will not work in a SLSA-type plane.
These are mostly like landing accidents and that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. The majority of the losses are loss of directional control. We have some of that on takeoff, but kind of like the general aviation market, the majority of them is on landing.
And that's essentially to do with the way that the wind behaves with the lighter aircraft, right? It does knock them around a lot more.
That is correct. The other thing that comes up is with a high lift with power, high drag without power airplane, which is how most of these LSAs are set up, you chop the engine, you don't have much momentum to keep you going. So you come down fairly quick, or you hit your stall speed pretty quick when you're still 5 to 10 feet above the runway. And once they've bounced once, then that generally gets them going off to one side or the other. And in the FAA classic description is loss of directional control. Actually, it's probably more accurately attributed to loss of airspeed control.
Okay, well, it sounds like Avemco's in this for the long haul, though, and essentially training your clients is part of the drill, right?
That is correct. We're in it for the long haul, and we want this to be a successful partnership for both our customers, the LSA market, and ourselves.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking with us today, Mike, and enjoy the show. Russ Niles reporting from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.